Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Well, folks, in just a little bit, government goats, are they worth it? But first, if scientists have their way, going bald is something that future generations won't have to worry about. And in Japan, there was a big breakthrough recently. You've all seen the pictures of a mouse growing thick human hair. Joining us this morning with details on the hairy mouse, we are pleased to have Spencer David Coburn. He's the founder and president of the American Hair Loss Association, and he's the author of the bestseller, The Bald Truth, the first complete guide to preventing and treating hair loss. Spencer David Cohen, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm looking at a picture of you.
Uh-huh.
You seem
pretty
to
shocking,
have,
huh?
Well, you seem to have a good deal of hair.
Out of hair.
Well, let me preface this by saying that it's a little bit of a sham. I am a guy who started to lose his hair over 20 years ago, and I was lucky enough to have the wherewithal to kind of step back and look at the industry for what it was, and do a lot of research, and I found a drug which is now prescribed as Propecia and marketed as Propecia back in 1995. And at the time, it was Finasteride, it was only marketed as Proscar. Found a doctor willing to prescribe it, and I saved a great deal of my hair.
So wait a minute, that's your hair?
I'm sorry?
That's your hair.
It's my hair with a slight comb over and a little paint job in the back, but I am.
You know what?
Fair enough. You took the words out of my mouth. So, good on you. So you're saying your hair was saved because you worked hard at it at a time when other people couldn't do it.
Well, it's not that they couldn't do it. They just weren't aware of what was out there.
And right. Their doctor was not prescribing Propecia. You right. did the research. You found this drug. You probably had to go to some native village and get it from a witch doctor where they worship cans of orange soda near a volcano, right?
Well, they took a part of a goat and rubbed it on his head. You don't want to know about.
Very close. Actually, my family shrank, but, close enough. So I was a guy that was just devastated by the...
He knew about this cure. And it was a cure.
Well, it wasn't a cure. It's a treatment. It's a treatment that works for a good percentage of guys.
Okay.
But there are risks involved with any drug. And, I'll be on this drug until something else comes down the pike for the rest of my life. But, it changed my life. And what I chose to do is, write about my experiences and, get involved in this industry from a consumer advocate side.
You're the founder and president of the American Hair Loss Association. It's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit.
That's correct.
And you help people deal with what you say is the emotionally devastating and life-altering disease of hair. Everything's a disease. I'm not sure if I go with disease, but it's a disease of hair loss.
Well, you have to understand the process, the miniaturization process of the hair follicle is a disease process. So it may not be a disease like cancer, but we kind of call it a cancer of the spirit.
Could I form a nonprofit American Nose Hair Association? My wife thinks I should be the chairman of that.
Too much?
I think you should give it a shot.
Why not? It's devastating, by the way.
Yeah.
She'll be like looking at me ready to kiss me, and it'll be like, ugh. So.
Absolutely. I hear you, man. I get the same problem.
Okay. Is there any study that indicates hair loss is at all associated with lifespan or bad health in general?
Well, there has been some studies that correlate hair loss with heart disease. But those aren't necessarily conclusive. But we also know that, most guys who are dealing with hair loss will eventually develop issues with their prostate. There's a strong correlation.
Oh.
So the reason why the medication that I'm on works for hair loss is because it lowers it blocks an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, which lowers a hormone, a byproduct of testosterone called DHT. DHT enlarges your prostate and shrinks your hair follicles.
Oh.
So there's certainly a correlation to prostate disease.
All right, Spencer, you're the dude. You're the proponent of guys with hair and these kinds of issues. A few years ago, we saw a picture of a mouse growing a human ear on its back. That was kind of freaky. And then just last week, a picture of a mouse with human hair growing on its back. Again, using mice to create something. Could that hair or perhaps my nose hair be transplanted? Is that what the purpose of this? What do you think of this mouse experiment, and is it interesting to you?
It's very interesting to me. Just to kind of let you know what's going on in today's hair loss world, you know, right now mainstream efforts have really been efforts to reverse hair loss by addressing the problem with drugs to try to stimulate hair growth, or to transplant existing hair, which is DHT resistant, from the back of the scalp to the front of the scalp, with great limitation, because there's only, you know, you're dealing with a supply and demand issue. There's only so much hair to go around from the back. What's exciting about these findings is that now we have real data showing that there is a possibility for a cellular based approach to treating hair loss, and to basically growing hair that can then be transplanted. And instead of having a limited amount of hair, you will eventually have an unlimited supply to be transplanted back into the scalp. So in essence, this would be not necessarily a cure for baldness, but the most effective treatment for baldness.
Right. Now, are mice involved? Would you pick out your hair in a special corner of the pet store, or is this?
let me tell you, man. If I can get it to grow and look decent, I don't care where.
You don't care where it comes from. Yeah.
But the truth is, no. Obviously, you know they're doing mice studies. But what they were able to prove is A, that they were able to not only grow hair in mice, but they were able to manipulate the hair to create different density, color, and also direction of growth, which in prior studies, they were able to get hair to grow, but it would grow in a haphazard way, which if that happens on your scalp, you know, you're effed. It's, you can't do anything with it.
Absolutely. Yes,
is there anything...
Joe, by the way, is follically...
challenged.
Well, and I'm looking for something to get rid of some hair. I'd like to get rid of what I have left. I mean, it's kind of annoying to have half a head of hair.
At a certain point when you're pretty... You're three-quarters bald now, would you say?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, I could do the bozo, the clown thing. I could grow it out on the sides, but my top is pretty bare, but the only issue I have is rain. Other than that, I don't mind, you know, being bald at all. I don't like that my head getting wet when it rains. But
well, this is what I tell people: if you are equipped to deal with hair loss, the best treatment is just to deal with it and move on with your life, because it's a real pain in the butt trying to treat your hair loss,
and expensive.
They call me the Harry Houdini of the comb over, and I don't mind it. This is what I do. You know, I wanted to do whatever I could to try to keep as much hair on my head. But if you don't have to deal with the medications, you don't have to deal with the cosmetic concealer.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. You mentioned the correlation to heart disease, and I know fat often goes with bald. I'm a walking example of that. I would assume maybe that has more to do with the heart disease than the lack of hair is the rest of your body.
Well, I would say, and again, I preface this by saying I'm not a doctor, but you're probably right. And if that's something you can control, though, unlike hair loss.
I can tell you a recent study of women asked what's the most unattractive thing about a man. 70% of women responding saying that hair loss was the biggest turnoff they ever saw.
No kidding. Yep. Wow. We have another show member, and he's younger, and he's just starting to bald.
Right.
And in fact, well, more than just starting. He's on his way. And Eric, are you going to be bald at some point?
Well, if I look at my paternal grandfather, yeah. He doesn't have any hair, or didn't have any hair on his head at all, although he was a real cool guy.
At what age?
I'm guessing it really started to go just a few years beyond where I am now.
Uh-oh. All right, he's right at the precipice.
I am, and a friend of mine, actually, who also lost all his hair, or most of it, he bought a license plate frame that said, "Lost the hair, kept the Richard," if you know what I'm saying. And I've heard good things about Propecia.
If he knows what that means, maybe you should draw him something and send it to him.
Well, the knock on Propecia that I've heard is that it works, but you lose your performance in terms of marital relations. And
I
mean, I'm wondering if that was true for you.
Years, but, you know, I like my hair. No, I'm just, dude, I would not take the drug if I couldn't have sex. And, you know, I have a wife who is 13 years younger than I am, who's totally smoking. I have lived a great, great, you know, sexual life, and I would say that it really is a relatively small, not a rare side effect, but it happens clinically in less than about 2% of the men that take the drug. Now, in clinical trials, about 1.6% of the men on the placebo also had the same sexual side effects. So, I mean, what
so
do you make
you're
of
that? Left with 0.4% who might be real.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's not happening. There are some recent findings saying that there's some concern about long-term adverse sexual side effects for those who have experienced the side effects. These are all things that are coming out. You know, I've personally been on the drug for 17 years. all of my contemporaries, my peers, my friends are taking the drug.
Everyone's doing it. How
about this hairy mouse? Does he seem happily and more sexually satisfied now that he's getting a big head of hair?
Well, from what I understand, he's pretty amorous.
Yeah. And you haven't been to Japan to meet this mouse, have you?
I have not been to Japan to meet the mouse, but I did Skype with him.
Spencer David Coburn. Spencer, you are fun. Founder and president of the American Hair Loss Association. And all the information is at our website, bobrivers.com. Thank you, Spencer.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Agree. You didn't like him. You didn't like him.
No, agree that. Or disagree. Well, you know, I liked him just fine. I just, you know,
you grimaced when he talked about his hot young wife. You hated that.
Well, that was stupid. But agree or disagree that this guy, when he was like 18, 19, had the most gorgeous mane of long hair.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like a mullet, but it was like the coolest mullet ever. And he brushed it. He kept a pick in his back pocket. I mean, this guy's been obsessed with his hair his whole life. This guy's, I can't believe he does that for a living. That's amazing.
I got to say, for the record, if and when my hair completely goes, I'm perfectly at peace with it.
You're not going to take a drug.
No, because I don't want to mess with anything that's working great. And when I saw a picture of my grandpa, I saw a picture when he was older, and I thought, uh-oh. But then I saw a picture when he was younger, like just a few years older than me, and he just had this light, bright smile all over his face, and he looked like a really cool guy. So I'm like, you know what? If I look like that, that'll be all right.
You'll take it.
Is that your dad's side of the family?
Yep.
Yeah, that same, my mom, or no, it was my mom's side of the family, I guess. I looked just like my grandpa on my mom's side.
How did it feel when it started going, Joe? Did you care?
No, I
never,
didn't really.
Never, ever cared.
No,
ever.
I didn't notice.
Not one little bit. You went, oh, hair going, that's all right. I'll grow my belly faster than that'll matter.
No, the only time you notice is in the shower for a while there. I would notice like, wow, there's a lot of hair in the
shower. Chewbacca.
Yeah, after you have washed your hair and you leave some behind.
But it didn't bug you.
No, there's nothing.
Did your wife ever care?
No, if she did, she's never, you know, expressed it. I mean, she's mentioned many times that she would like me to lose weight. She's never once said, oh, I wish she had more
hair.
I
wish you would meet that mouse in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a... And, you know, I locked her down when I had a head full. So, you know, it's slowly falling out, so she probably hasn't noticed, you know.
Right. Because,
I think a lot less women care than men think. And it's okay to want your hair because of your own vanity issues, and that's totally fine. But as a woman, it never mattered to me.
Same thing about breasts. A lot of, you know, women think men care about how big their boobs are. We don't care. We just want two.
That you can put your hands on.
Two that we can do whatever, you know, various things too.
Various
things too. Yes, Eric.
Actually, my wife enjoys teasing me about the fact that I'm losing my hair, though.
Of course. Yes. And, what does she say?
She says that I'm getting old. meaning that I'm not just a robot, I'm, I guess, human or something.
You're a human, increasingly, especially now that he has a kid. It's 16 past 9. Okay, government goats. Spike says that in his neighborhood, they are using goats, and I assume this is to trim public parks?
It's a public space, kind of a ravine, a washout, kind of a waterway. First off, I want to say my city of Shoreline, I have to commend them, and I did last winter. Remember when the story was on the news that the city of Shoreline built their own de-icer?
$200.
Right. They went to Home Depot, and they got themselves a water tank and some PVC pipe, and they built in the back of an already owned pickup truck a de-icer and saved the city like $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
What
Very
a commercial
smart.
De-icer yeah. cost, and I was really proud of that. I'm driving home the other day, and I noticed all these goats on this hillside.
Well, isn't this the same thing? They're doing something really cool, environmentally friendly, and they're not spending a lot of money.
I don't know that that's the case. I'd like to know what it costs to put goats there for a week, because this is a company, and they're pretty in demand. I was talking to the owners of this company. The city contracts them. Excuse me.
Are the goats American goats? Do they have...
They are American goats.
Goat security
yeah, they
numbers.
Have they have papers. They do have papers. They've eaten half the paper. They got papers. They're non-polluting.
Yeah,
you know they're earth friendly. They
and so this company drops them off at a park.
Well, they stay there for a week. And
they stay
keep,
there for a week.
I put pictures.
Are they
pictures.
Tied up?
No, they're free grazing. There's their fence, and they put up some cyclone fencing.
Okay,
around the area they want them to clear. They cleared off half this hillside, and it's all like blackberries.
And it's just it's just goats sitting there eating. And is it grass or is it vegetation?
It's grass, vegetation, blackberry bushes.
Oh.
I mean, these goats are mowing this hillside.
Well, and they can landscape areas where humans really it wouldn't be very cost effective and pretty dangerous probably.
What's the name of the company? We'll just call them.
I don't know the name of the company, but they'll be back next week.
Who we should call is Rent a Room in an LLC. Because those guys were in West Seattle, and they were very, very convincing. Rent a ruminant.
Is a ruminant something that
you spell ruminant?
R-U-M-I-N-A-N-T.
Okay.
Rent a
ruminant. These guys own goats. They own llamas. They own sheep. That all do the same thing. But you know, one guy with a weed whacker from the county's carpool of landscaping people could have cleared this hillside in one day. And it's not like it wasn't climbable. They mean, you can't take a mower on it, but you could have weed whacked
this
thing.
So you think they were doing it with goats. Why?
Because it was PC, because the neighbors didn't have to listen to a weed whacker for one day and listen and smell the exhaust of a two-cycle engine while they buzz this hillside with a weed whacker. Okay. But now we got goats out there chomping, chomping, chomping. They'll be back again next week
so
to
these
finish.
These goats bothered you.
I just wonder if, you know, if everybody's
everything
broke.
Bothers you.
No, it doesn't bother
yes,
what,
it
no,
does.
What,
goats
no.
do more I than like, what a weed whacker can do.
What do they do? They
first
poop.
Of all, 60 goats can clear like half an acre in mm-hmm. a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And they don't just do grass. They do nettle and thorn and blackberries and all the invasive stuff, the ivy, all the garbage that nobody wants to do.
And mm-hmm. they fertilize while they work.
They do,
which most government workers won't do on the spot.
No,
how much you encourage
cool.
Yeah.
I loved seeing the goats. It's fun. You take your kids and watch, and someone sits there with a dog and a stick and a magazine, and they just hang out. I love it.
Well, I'm not negative by nature, but if we're having,
did you say I'm not negative by nature?
That's
was
right.
so cool.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you hearing that.
I totally disagree.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. If they're spending five times the amount of money to be PC and put goats out there on a hillside for two full weeks.
But you don't know.
I don't know.
You imagine that they
I can't imagine it costs the same to have 2 weeks worth of a goat factory out there clearing hedge than it takes to have one guy weed whack in one day. Oh. Unless these people are eating the goats
well,
to survive.
Should we call Jesse? Get Jesse.
When they come back next week, I don't know if they'll even tell me what they were paying.
Rates start at $725 a day.
Yeah.
Well, that sound expensive.
It does. Now, they were there for 4 days, and they'll be back next week because they can only finish half the hill. You're talking now upwards of $5,000-$6,000. A guy with a weed, I mean,
weed whacker is no good on a blackberry bush. I mean, you got to get in there with a machete or something to cut that.
Yeah, you know, men would be expensive, and your idea that one man could do it is ridiculous.
I guarantee
a team of men would be required.
I'll tell you what, you give
me
a herd of goats.
And they would have to have health care and benefits, and it would cost some serious stuff.
You know, they're on the payroll. Okay, I don't know what a city worker works for per day, per hour.
But you're assuming, even if they're on the payroll, that they were basically watching TV that day.
No, I'm saying they're already on the payroll. Yeah. They're already out there clearing the side
of
the road.
I love this controversy.
Text message, why does Spike hate goats?
Spike hates everything.
If I were going to cast you as
Mr.
an
Negative.
Animal, you know,
he
you
flips
look,
off
you
a
even
cop.
Looks a little like a goat. You got the little,
maybe that's it.
You got the little beard and everything.
I guarantee you.
Got you smiling.
I guarantee you. That the city worker who's already on payroll, already being paid, with a weed whacker, and they make weed whackers that can cut through blackberries, don't kid yourself, could clear that hill in one day. Let me finish before you go and cut me off again. He could finish that hill in one day. If it's going to take four more days of goats at $750 a day, that's $3,000 more. They already spent $3,000.
Somebody else, a county worker can spend six grand.
Shut up. There's no way a county worker can't do this in a day, and it saves the money. I mean, you can't pay a county worker $1,000.
Weed eater just cuts the tops. This guy says the goat eats the root and everything.
No, he
those
doesn't.
Bushes
no.
don't come
Quit
back.
Cutting no. him off when he's cutting you off.
Sorry.
That's okay. not what I watch the goats work, and there's pictures on the website today of the BobRivers.com pictures at 10 o'clock.
May I make
the
a point,
The goats eat down to the grass line, and that's it.
Did you bring Darby to watch the goats?
She loved the goats.
Thank you.
I got a zoo for that.
Would you bring her to watch jail inmates do it?
Oh, that's the funnest
There's
thing
There's Lenny.
Done.
She loves jail inmates.
The funnest thing we've ever done.
They're so handsome, and they work out, and they're strong.
Hey, there are petting zoos if I want my kid to see a goat.
Richard in West Seattle.
Hey, kids. As one of those county workers, they actually let the goats run loose. They come over from Spokane, and they run them about 3 or 4 days over at East Base. And so I'm actually kind of with Spike on this one. You could put a brush attachment on there and let some of our guys cut loose on that. But the other thing I was thinking is why not just ask the city to come in with their helicopters and fly them upside down?
That's fancy flying.
Good joke. Thank you.
I love the goats. Even before I had Josh, there were goats in West Seattle, and I used to stand there like an idiot with the dogs. I was like, I love it.
There was a crowd of people.
Do you want to talk to these people today or tomorrow?
Right now, if you got them.
Right, yeah, we got the phone number. We'll call right now.
All right. By tomorrow, we'll have all the facts. That would be no fun.
You know, all I did was ask the question, is my city throwing money down the toilet to be politically correct? To appease a handful of neighbors that border this ravine.
That care about the earth.
That would have to put up with the sound and the smell of a two-cycle engine for one day. Is that worth $5,000-$6,000, maybe?
Better for the environment to have the goats.
You mean that?
Yeah. I'm sure it's better for the environment to have the goats.
How big of a hill are you talking here? I mean, one guy can't do a lot in one day.
This, I could have buzzed this hill in a day.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm lazy.
If he ever actually did any real work in his entire life.
You know, I wish to God you could follow me around for a day and see what I do.
I think you eat bonbons and watch TV.
It must make it easier for you to go through your day.
Tammy is on the phone from Rent a Ruminant on Vashon Island. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
That's better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's got them all.
Touché.
All right. It's a new trend. People are hiring goats to come in and do weed work. What are the advantages and disadvantages over humans?
Well, the advantages are many. Goats are great because they can go where people and machines cannot go safely or effectively. And they kind of have full-time four-wheel drive, so they can get in there and climb around and crawl under things and eat, where it would chop up, you know, it would make machinery break or break people.
Right, rocks and debris and steep.
Really steep slopes, right. Stuff like that. You know, they use me a lot in downtown Seattle for, you know.
So they're good for something like a ravine more than a golf course.
Yes.
And Spike, I believe, mentioned this was a ravine.
It's a steep hillside, yeah.
Steep hillside. Yeah. So you could hurt people there.
Yes, you could.
All right. More advantages?
More advantages. They're cute. They're
Spike doesn't care about anything that's feel-good.
I don't know, man.
He's just strictly an accountant on this.
You get a tattooed prison guy out there with no shirt on a sweaty day, I bet the ladies would come and watch.
Yeah. No.
All right. And now, cost-wise, are humans cheaper?
Aren't they cheaper, did you ask?
Yeah, is it cheaper to hire humans to do this work or goats?
It really depends on the job. If we're talking the steep ravine hillside, no, it's not cheaper because if you throw in one on-the-job injury, your budget just went through the ceiling.
Right.
My goats don't have to collect L&I and they don't get, you know, I take care of all their little owies if they get them, which is really rare. Hmm. Also, it's oftentimes way more cost effective because the goats are eating the vegetation. It's really hard to get people to do that.
No dump fees with the goats, somebody points out.
It's only more cost effective if a guy gets hurt and tries to sue the state. That's what you're saying.
You have to take this stuff
to the
dump.
That was your fallback position.
Are you listening to the rest of it, too?
I did. There's dump fees, sure, but she said it's more cost effective if because a guy might get hurt and be injured and there'd be an insurance, blah, blah, blah. Only in a worst case scenario.
Not all. It happens a lot. Right, Tammy?
What, people getting hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Especially absolutely. On steep slopes.
And if a goat gets hurt, you just eat it, right?
But what Spike's saying, and I hear him, there's an argument on both sides, and it's based on what you believe, which side you're on. So are goats controversial ever, or is just Spike all alone on this one?
Well, goats, you know, the downside of goats, I will give you, is that they can do damage to trees. And they're non-discriminating in what they eat. So, you know, they'll go in and you can't say don't eat the X and then have them just leave that alone.
Right.
You've got to, you know, everything has got to be protected.
Leave all the peonies.
Right.
Eat everything else.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
I got it. All right. Now, is this a growing business just in our area or all over the country?
Well, if I have anything to do about it, it'll be all over the world.
Sure.
I'm trying to take over the world with goat vegetation. We're going to be the Starbucks of goat vegetation management.
Cool. You need a good logo. You need a naked goat.
Yeah.
With a naked mermaid goat.
Siren. A goat siren, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the company that was up in Shoreline doing that hillside?
Up in Shoreline?
Yeah.
Not that particular one, no.
Okay.
There's a couple of us around that do this, and there's only a couple of us that are really good at it, and that really take good care of our animals, which is always the really, really important.
And that's important to you, want the animals to be treated well.
Was Jody accurate about the $750 a day kind of a price tag that we started at?
Yeah, my rates start at $725 per 24-hour day. For
24-hour day. Get a human to work 24 without whining.
Hey, I got pictures of these
smoke
goats.
Breaks and whatnot.
I got pictures of these goats sleeping at night. They're not eating 24/7.
How many goats you get for that?
What's that?
How many goats do you get for $725?
Up to about 120 goats.
That's a lot.
That's 120 goats.
That's a lot of power.
Jesus, that's not even minimum wage for a goat.
Yeah. You can chew through a
it's
lot
like
of
you
land.
Are just, you are rude to goats.
Ass
I am.
Hat.
Thank you. Yeah. Bite me.
Ass hat.
Ass
bite
hat.
Me, both of you.
All right. Hey, Tammy, thank you very much. We're going to put up a link to you on our website today.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Rent
have a great day.
A ruminant. Thank you, Tammy.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR. 95.7 KJR.
I love the music.
When I get to work, first thing I do in the morning is click on my computer and listen live.
The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It creates an atmosphere that I think a lot of places can really enjoy all day long.
Thanks for making 95.7 KJR your choice for at-work listening.
What in the world are you doing?
Hey, I'm getting ready to race for big cash at Tulalip this month.
Race to win what?
$75,000, that's what.
75 grand?
Yep, 12 players will be drawn each Monday to take their chance behind the wheel.
That's 48 winners for the month.
Each racer wins guaranteed cash with a chance at 75 grand.
Wow, that's got my heart racing.
Plus, 3 lucky Rewards Club members will win a free trip to the Brickyard 400.
At Indianapolis Speedway?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
You do love racing.
Almost as much as summer concerts under the stars.
Oh, yeah, the 2012 Summer Series is back.
I'm talking Darius Rucker, Buddy Guy, Foreigner, Joe Walsh, and more.
Now that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
For details on how you can race your way to 75 grand, or for complete Summer Series concert and ticket information, visit TulalipCasino.com.
Right now at Safeway, you'll get huge savings on breakfast. To put a little energy in the tank and a little pep in your step, all you need is your club card. A cold glass of fresh juice is a good start. Safeway apple juice is just $1.79 each, 64-ounce sizes, selected varieties. And here's a real eye-opener on delicious Kraft singles, only $3.49 each, selected sizes and varieties. Rise and shine with spectacular breakfast deals this Friday through Monday at Safeway. And this week at Safeway is a very special time for meat lovers. Right now, when you use your club card, 73% lean ground beef is only $2.29 a pound, sold in 3-pound chubs at $6.87 each. And these will look pretty nice on the grill. Fully cooked Tony Roma's baby back ribs are just $7.99 each, 24-ounce sizes. And don't forget, the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to a dollar off per gallon. Stock up on meaty deals at the meat sale this week only at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Visit us in store or see Safeway.com for details.
Thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry? Go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
At Bright Now Dental, we get that teeth don't have it easy. There's a lot more to being a tooth than just smiling for the camera. It's hard work. No matter what your age, teeth can go astray and need to be straightened out. That's why Bright Now Dental offers $500 off braces and no-charge consultations. Call 888-BRIGHT-NOW and get started today. We make it easy for you and your teeth. That's why we accept all major insurance plans and have flexible payment options to fit even the tightest budget, so you'll be looking and feeling great. We also have extended hours and many convenient Washington offices. Just call 888-BRIGHT-NOW for an appointment. That's 888-BRIGHT-NOW. We're Bright Now Dental, and we're for teeth, and we're definitely for the people connected to them. Don't worry about a thing. We're going to get this all straightened out. Valid on new full orthodontic cases only and includes one set of braces and one set of retainers and records. Regular price starts at $5,500. Offer is subject to change and expires 12/31/2012. Starwell PC.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
You know, there aren't a whole lot of foods that combine rich, almost indulgent goodness with real health benefits. But this week at QFC, you'll find a great buy on two of them. Hass avocados and ripe mangoes. Whether you enjoy avocado by itself, with a little salt, or in your favorite salsa or guacamole, it's a real crowd pleaser, and it's healthy to boot. And you can pair it with some mango for a sweet salsa that's bursting with freshness. The best part? Right now at QFC, large Hass avocados and ripe mangoes are on sale for just 88 cents each. And if you're looking for a great dinner idea, stop by the meat department and pick up tender, juicy, certified Angus beef flat iron steak, a remarkable value at just $4.99 a pound. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Great news for everyone who loves fine cheese. A brand new Murray's Cheese Shop featuring over 175 artisan cheeses is now open inside your Harvard Market QFC.
Does depression make everything feel like an uphill climb? Explore a different path. Local doctors are looking for adults with symptoms of depression for a research study enrolling now. Call 425-443-9551 now to find out if you qualify. Some people may receive an approved medication, while others may receive an inactive placebo. Compensation for your time is available. Call 425-443-9551.
From the Q13 Fox Weather Center, rain and 55 today. Light rain through tonight, as a matter of fact, as well. Lows near 46. And I hate to tell you this, a rain chance all the way through Friday with highs in the mid-50s. For your complete weather forecast, watch Walter Kelly tonight on Q13 Fox News at 4, 5, 9, and 10.
Give yourself a beverage break and quench your thirst at Chevron Extra Mile for less. Any 32-ounce fountain drink is just $1.19 through June 30th. Chevron Extra Mile, extra easy, extra value at select Chevron locations. From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing heavier volumes northbound on the Valley Freeway from 180th up to 405. The northbound 405 is also kind of at a crawl from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. Northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center. Expect to see some brake lights there as well.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KTR.
Was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too.
Some of the best country music going. How do you say his name?
Dierks Bentley.
He's a biscuit. Easy on the eyeballs. Girls love him.
So for you to act... Oh, I see. I got it. Girls love him.
Girls love him.
You got to go into that voice to say it, though. That's
my country voice. Just like this is every country band that ever played any song could be doing this song. It's country's country. Good old country. You can count on them. No danger of deviation from country.
This is really good music.
Kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights, and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking?
Can't you just see the General Lee just slow motion crawl flying over a ravine right now? Boss Hogg chasing him through the backcountry.
Well, if you like this kind of music, you're in luck.
No, actually, what I see is goats eating your front yard.
What were they thinking?
Yes, Joe, go ahead.
They just announced the Watershed Music Festival, the first which will probably become an annual.
At the Gorge.
Yeah, 3 days of country. It's like the country music Woodstock.
Is there enough beer?
Oh, I'm sure they'll bring more.
I mean, do we really think that we could come up with enough beer for this thing?
Yeah. I think there'll be plenty of beer.
And, I think if Spike flips off another cop before August 3rd, that they ought to sentence him to community service, weed-whacking hillside.
The whole hillside before the
And they ought to strap him to a chair in front of this concert.
What was I thinking? Watch Dierks Bentley and Kix Brooks and Dwight Yoakam and all the good fellas.
Blake Shelton's going to be there.
Blake Shelton?
Oh, he's the big guy right now.
So in just a few minutes, coming into our studio is... she's part of the Miss America sisterhood now. Mandy Schendel She is Miss East Side. She will compete for Miss Washington and potentially Miss America. Jody ran into her out in the hallway. And she's a princess.
Yeah, I haven't met her yet. I was walking by as she was coming up the hallway.
You liked her?
She's very pretty.
Yeah, that happens.
Were
yeah.
the birds and squirrels that accompanied her annoying?
It was shocking.
All right, you're going to like her.
It can be a little off-putting at first.
Yeah.
All right, here's the news.
I do have one story to get to, brought to you by Washington Dental Service, before I throw it over to Spike in Sports. And this is a cautionary tale for motorcycle riders. California man has sued BMW North America and a motorcycle seat maker because he has a 1993 BMW bike with a ridge-like seat, and he rode it for 4 hours, took this long road trip. And because of the seat and how it was made, he got a priapism. Do you know what a priapism is?
Oh, that's the new Prius that you use in the city, right?
He got a severe case of priapism.
It's a back problem.
It's a persistent, lasting erection that's lasted 20 months.
Oh, that.
And counting.
Where
you
can I
tell,
find this?
You can tell I would have no idea what this is.
Priapism.
Wow. Which motorcycle gives you that? Why, it's a 93 Beamer, Joe.
Joe's on eBay now.
I've seen this on shows. You would not want this.
Wow. Yeah, this is not good because this is a banana bike seat. So I guess it's the way it's shaped. They're saying that, why are you making that face? You don't want a priapism? It sounds, the lawsuit alleges that that he's continued to suffer from this priapism since September 2010. Mm. And that it's a problem. The lawsuit is for emotional distress because he is now unable to engage in sexual activity, which is causing him substantial emotional and mental anguish. Sure. So it's a cautionary tale.
For the first 2 years, his wife just wouldn't make him an appointment.
Right. No. It'll be fine. It'll be fine tomorrow.
Think about somebody besides yourself.
So now I'll throw it over to Spike and Sports.
Thanks so much, Jody. Brought to you by QFC. Okay, the NFL had their draft this weekend. I should start by telling you that. The Seahawks had... Well, a lot of people are giving a C to C-minus grade on their draft. They took some very surprising picks. Bruce Irvin in the first pick overall was questionable. He was rated as maybe a third rounder at best. The Seahawks, though, are good at evaluating talent. John Schneider and Pete Carroll have a very good history of evaluating talent. We'll see if it works out. Surprised a lot of people that the Hawks took, of the 10 players selected, 8 of them were defensive players. Only 2 offensive players were taken by the Seahawks this year. And that surprised a lot of folks because we already had a pretty solid defense, pretty young, fast, strong defense. And we were lacking in offense on a lot of occasions last year. They didn't go after wide receiver at all this year in the draft, which surprised a lot of people. But the Hawks, they know their talent. And Pete Carroll knows that while the league is going offensive and teams are lighting up the scoreboards all over the league, defense pretty much still is what wins championships. And I think that's his mantra going into this draft. A couple of surprises from the draft is how poorly the Pac-12 did. Only 27 Pac-12 players were drafted, including 2 Huskies, and no Cougars were drafted this year, including Chris Polk didn't get drafted. The Huskies' second all-time leading rusher, over 4,000 yards. There's some questions about the health of his shoulder, which is why he wasn't drafted. A lot of people speculate. Some people had him go as high as the second or third round, but he went through all 7 rounds, didn't get drafted. Chris Polk did sign as a free agent with the Philadelphia Eagles. The M's lost for the second time in a row in Toronto, 7-2. M's 0-14. With runners in scoring position. So they had runners at second or third in like the first, the second, the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, and the ninth, and couldn't get a hit a single time in those scenarios. So the M's will now travel to Tampa, take on the Rays for 4 straight games. Starts today at 4:10. And the Sounders beat the Chicago Fire 2-1 on Saturday. They'll be right back at it on Wednesday when the Sounders host the LA Galaxy. Spike, and that's sports.
Thank you, Spike. It's 9:43. Yeah, let's bring in our Disney princess.
Disney prisoner.
Disney prisoner.
Freudian slip there, huh?
Let's bring...
Someday my prince will come and take
Here
these
she guys. Comes. Hi there. Come on in.
Yay.
How do I pronounce your name? Is it Shendel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. Okay. It's not Shendel.
You know, either way, I will respond. Either way.
It's
That's very nice of you. You can mispronounce your name, but it's Shendel.
Yes.
That's how your mom and dad say it.
Yes.
Okay. Mandy Shendel, how old are you, may I ask?
I am 21. I will actually be 22 on Saturday.
Hey.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Old enough to drink for the second year in a row.
I'm not really a drinker anyway, so.
Is that part of being a Miss America pageant contestant that you, like, are you a goody-two-shoes?
You know, I am. Yeah. I think it definitely is part of the program in the sense that you are supposed to be a good role model and be an upstanding citizen.
I am too. Don't worry about it, sister.
So, all right, let me give you a nice introduction.
Great.
It's good that you're here. Mandy Schindel hopes to be our next Miss America, and she's taken the first step by winning Miss East Side. Mandy and other representatives of the Miss Washington Scholarship Organization are holding a... And by the way, what you're doing is very nice, by the way. It's not just the PSA I'm about
Thank
to say.
You.
It's a bowling fundraiser May 9th with proceeds going to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And it's a cause that you have been assisting since you formed your own nonprofit when you were 12. 12 years old. Wow. Mandy Schindel, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So wait a minute. You were 12 years old. Were you already plotting to be Miss America?
I was 11 years old, actually. But, you know, I was. I think, in a sense, I had seen the show and knew that that was something that I wanted to do.
So as a little girl, you watched Miss America.
I did. Okay. From a very young age.
And you... You must have this goodness in you. Did one of your parents instill it? This has form a nonprofit, immediately start to do. You have a book, by the way.
I do.
The book is to inspire middle school kids and high school kids. It's called Do Something, about getting out there and do. Because you know what? Kids usually only think about themselves.
Yeah, I think that they do have a tendency to be a little bit self-absorbed, but that's why you have wonderful role models in the world to help encourage them to look beyond themselves mm-hmm. and to be more than just themselves and focus on being leaders and inspiring other people.
So when you were 11 and you wanted to form a nonprofit, who did you bring this to, a teacher or mom and dad? Or
you know, I actually went through my mom's Rolodex at the time, and I thought that she was friends with Jim Carrey. And I called this man. His name is Jim. He is not Jim Carrey, but I called him and said...
His name is Jim Carrey, but he doesn't stretch his face and have his eyeballs pop off.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I called him and I said, you know, you are hilarious, and you obviously have done a lot with your life. You've been on TV. I want you to help me start a company. And he was like, let's... sit down with your mom.
But I'm not that
see
Jim
what
Carrey.
You're doing. You know? Yeah,
see what you can do to get that Rolodex out of your hands. I have an accountant and I've never been on.
So all right. So you're very precocious as a little kid then.
I was a doer. You know, I wanted what I wanted, and that was my goal at the time. Yeah.
And your mom helped you form the nonprofit.
She did. Both of my parents really encouraged me to follow my dreams, whatever it may be. And I just happened to want to volunteer and get my friends involved. So
I gotta
they
ask,
all about that.
As a do-gooder,
yes.
As a goody two-shoes, the kind of person that Billy Joel would write a song about.
Sure.
Did your fellow students, some of them, give you a hard time, you know, as you came up through the ranks and went through high school and, you know, people started experimenting with various things?
Everything, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I definitely was given a hard time in middle school and high school. I was bullied a little bit for making certain decisions. And
I apologized for that. And I don't want to have to apologize for it again, but I will. I'm sorry.
And yeah, but it's very interesting coming back now. I have a lot of people that have actually come back to me and said, we are so impressed with the person that you are. We wish we had the kind of restraint that you do to say no to situations. And so that's been really touching, having people come back and actually kind of pull back from what they initially said.
Your parents, you have mom and dad?
Yes.
Must be so proud of
them. They are. They have myself and I have a younger sister, and I think they're incredibly proud. She's 14.
What's her charitable organization called?
You know, she actually has diabetes, and so she is a book author as well. She wrote a book called Sweet Revenge, which is ironic and very cute.
What's her name?
Melanie.
Melanie, wow.
Yes, and she's an amazing 14-year-old. She's the reason that I wrote my book. I actually encouraged her. I said, you have an amazing story with diabetes. You could do so much with this. You should write a book. And she turned around and she said, Mandy, you started a company at 11. You go write a book.
So as a Disney princess, and I've got to ask about that.
All right.
Do squirrels and birds follow you around and little bears and they you know, colored a cartoon? I don't see any cartoon animals around your
today,
head.
Not today. No, it's funny. I actually have children that will run over to me from their parents, you know, obviously not knowing my background, but in the mall, children will leave their parents, run over and just cling on to my legs. They'll come and have conversations with me. And my mom does joke. She says, I wonder if they sort of instinctively know that you worked at Disney and were a princess.
I think it's a lot of single dads who send their kids over to hang out.
I think it's because you
so
smell like bacon.
She smears her legs with bacon.
Hey,
I don't want to say what she did for Disney. Where did you work with Disney?
I was in Orlando.
In Orlando at Disney World?
Disney World.
Okay.
I think I've seen you perform live, too.
And I think I might have, too, because there was a beast involved.
There was a beast involved. Yeah.
Right.
A very furry one.
And you would have been the opposite of the beast.
Yes. I was a little
more
beauty.
And this is, I think I might have seen this live once. Maybe, do they do it in California, too?
They do it in California. Did you perform at the, there's a stage there that the Princess live performance shows.
Yeah. And the dancing spoons and the lamps and the whole deal?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
How long did you do that?
I was there for about a year. It was a year contract, and it was great.
Is it good paying?
A very, very unique opportunity.
Is the mouse stingy? Do they pay?
You know, the mouse is pretty good to us, but you definitely work very, very hard. I would do 6 or 7 days sometimes and end up just sleeping there because your shifts are so close together. So it's a lot on your
voice.
So
do you sleep next to some smelly dwarves or something?
I was very best friends with our very handsome Prince Charming, and so we did a lot of spending time together.
What was his boyfriend's name?
Wonderful people. That's a great Aladdin.
Hey, so how did you know Prince Charming was gay?
I'm asking a question.
I was figuring she was dating Prince Charming, and you're already like, nah, he's gay.
So the Disney princess is the coveted job at Disney World or Disneyland. I mean, it is. I mean, because a lot of people start out in a dwarf suit. They start out as Baloo. I mean, you got to do a lot of sweat equity to move up the Disney chain. Did you go for a princess job, and that's what you landed? Right
I
away.
Did. I actually had the opportunity to meet with all of the executives from Disneyland, Paris, Tokyo, California, Orlando, and they said, we want you. Here's what we want to do. I had a nonprofit here in the States, so going out of the country for me wasn't something that I wanted to do yet.
Right.
And so I made the switch out to Orlando, and I got hired on there, started performing. You go through a really intensive training program.
Yeah.
But then I got started and loved it.
Disney's all about involvement with kids. I mean, my kid watches a lot of Disney Channel, and they have nonstop campaigns to get kids involved, to get kids to do something.
They do.
Like your book is. So you're a natural for them.
Well, thank you.
So, Mandy, what do you want to do with the rest of your life now?
Oh, goodness. Well, the goal right now is Miss America. And that
you
is
want
a,
to be Miss America.
That is a lot to focus on. Yes, so Miss Washington is the first step coming up this July 6th and 7th, which is very soon, and then hopefully on to Miss America from there.
Realistically.
Yes.
How do you become Miss America? I mean, you're doing it in the sense you're doing all this good work,
right.
And we're going to get to the bowl-a-thon because it's very cool, and we still have a few minutes here.
Right.
To become Miss America,
yes,
and to do it clean,
yes,
it's a clean fight. I mean, you could like Nancy Kerrigan, you could just whack one of them on the
knee.
Right.
That wouldn't be very
down goes Wisconsin. Down goes Wisconsin.
That's not good.
No.
Is it? I mean, do you study for the questions? Do you, is your talent going to be singing?
Yes.
I want to hear you sing.
Yes, I'm doing the vocal.
And so, I mean, it's just the whole package.
It really is. I think that people think about it in terms of a sport almost. You really go through a lot of a preparation process, and then you have this culmination of a competition that a year of preparation comes down to a couple seconds on stage.
I notice you skipped over Miss Washington like that was a foregone conclusion.
No. I like to think of the big goal, and there are small steps in order to get there. But Miss
will
America
you cry
at,
if you're eliminated at any time? You have to cry.
If
right?
I am eliminated. I don't know. You have such a bond that you build with the other girls, even though it is a competition that you sort of have to piggyback on someone else and just
sure.
be thankful.
Can I point out this beautiful crown that you brought in today? This is the Miss East Side crown. And
it
I have
is.
To wonder,
yes.
Notice it's in a lockbox.
It is.
I mean, does this give you an unfair advantage?
Could you
over
wear the crown next to Spike with the ass hat on? I want to get a nice
photo. I mean, when you're in the
we
Miss
have
Washington
a crown here on the show for when one of us is rude, the opposite of what you should be. I'll show you this.
When you're in the competition,
that's wonderful.
Say you're going up against Miss Yelm. Her crown is made of Pabst beer cans and comes in a brown paper bag. Does this give you an unfair advantage? Are all the crowns locked away, or just East Side?
No, all of the local girls get the same crown, and this was a box that I actually happened to have already, so I thought that it was very appropriate.
You were born for this day, weren't you? Yeah, I got a locking crown box at home, absolutely.
The crown is from Asteroid Mind Platinum.
Platinum, yes.
Okay, Mandy, before you go, a couple of other things. Gotta say, at this bowl-a-thon, which is May 6th, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock at Skyway Park Bowl in Seattle, you are bringing one of our brave soldiers, Joey Santa Cruz. a guy who graduated high school with you?
Yes, he graduated the year before me, but we were very good friends all through high school. And
at Hazen High School?
Yes, Hazen High School in Renton.
Just a few weeks ago, Joey was shot in Afghanistan. He'll be coming home this week, just days before the bowling fundraiser. Here's how he was shot, by the way. He got a Purple Heart. When enemy fire came upon his division, he ran towards the enemy to get the big machine gun, which saved his entire team, and got shot. And when he asked you to do the bowling thing, tell everyone what he said.
Well, I had approached him and said, we would love for you to be here. We would love to celebrate who you are and what you have done. I don't know if this is something you can do. You don't really have much of an arm right now. And he was so excited. He said, I'd love to do it. I have a left arm. I want to bowl on your team.
I will bowl with my left arm. Yes. So you want to come and see that on Saturday.
Yes, please come. If not, please donate.
If you're the type of person who loves our troops and supports them, forget politics for a second. And you want to greet this guy, Joey Santa Cruz, and do something good. Do something.
Yes, and there's more information at www.mandysmiraclekids.com. So that's
Mandy,
a great way to get that information.
You are a really good person.
You are great.
And with amazing teeth.
You are so sweet. Yeah. Thank you.
I wanna,
you got to have those.
I want to help you get to where you want to be, and so I want to use my history and the things I've gone through to help you avoid some pitfalls.
Please. Like,
kind of a cautionary tale?
Cautionary tale. Okay. There's four things for you that I've just been thinking. The first is, don't run a meth lab.
Okay.
If you're going to run a meth lab, make sure nobody videotapes from the inside so that there's no history, nothing tangible.
She's got that.
Yeah, no, the second is, don't make a filthy orgy sex tape. Don't do that. And if you are going to do that, make sure it doesn't get out. Keep it in a lockbox. Much like the tiara box.
She's a princess here. She's not going to do that.
The helpful. Third thing is,
I believe Disney gave her the same briefing.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
The third thing is, if you're going to go out with Ariel or any of the other princesses, don't get too wasted and do body shots off of each other. And if you're going to do that, don't videotape it.
Yeah.
Just make sure nobody's running a camera on you. And then the fourth thing is, and I mean this one, don't illegally drag race in the middle of the street.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, don't let anyone videotape it.
Yes.
If you follow these four rules, you will be Miss America. And also the diet and the exercise.
Okay. The rest of that. Thank you.
And this is a very precious list. This is the list her mother gave to her.
That.
It's true.
These are things that kept her from being Miss New Jersey.
I wanted it.
You were so close.
I wanted it.
Mandy, we're going to be rooting for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on.
You're listening to The Bob River Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
So the other day, my daughter asked me, how long till the pool opens up for the summer? We belong to a neighborhood pool club. And every year we go to the pool club, and I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. Should I wear a shirt? I'm sucking my gut in like it's in Caddyshack. I mean, it's awful. But this year, I don't worry about it because I've lost nearly 40 pounds thanks to Healthy Trim. And I'm actually looking forward to going to the pool with my daughter and playing in the water and not looking like they want to drag me to the side of the pool and start CPR me every time I get in the water. This is working for me, folks, and believe me when I tell you, it can work for you too. I don't diet. I can't diet. I can't count calories. I've never been able to do that, follow some point system. But what I can do is take a couple of Healthy Trims first thing in the morning and go about my day. I haven't really changed my lifestyle at all. I still eat the foods I love. It's just Healthy Trim helps me control my appetite. And it can do the same thing for you. Go to HealthyTrim.com and take advantage of their spring special right now, including a buy one, get one free offer. Or give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. And right now you can also find Healthy Trim at GNC stores nationwide.
Honey, why is all the pasta in the drain?
My glasses were all steamed up. I couldn't see the strainer.
Are you ever going to call LASIK Plus?
But I have astigmatism, and LASIK's a little scary.
LASIK Plus can treat nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. Plus, they use only board-certified surgeons, so there's nothing to fear.
Impressive.
And with an exclusive network of experienced surgeons at LASIK Plus, you can get 20/20 vision or better.
Better than 20/20 vision? That must be expensive.
It's totally affordable. LASIK Plus will even guarantee a financing offer.
Great. Let's call right now and order some takeout while we're at it.
For your free LASIK exam, call 800-216-2020 or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. Why wait another day? Financing options are guaranteed. 2020 vision could be just a phone call away. Call 800-216-2020 today. 2020 vision not guaranteed. Glasses may still be needed. As with any surgery, there are risks and possible complications. Visit AskLASIKPlus.com.
Spring means big savings at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Right now, you'll find amazing spring savings on the tires you need for whatever you drive.
Passenger, performance, pickup, or SUV. With the West's largest selection of tires to choose from, we're sure to have the tires you need in stock at a spring sale price that's right.
It's the once-a-year tire sale you don't want to miss.
You better hurry in. The spring savings end April 30th.
It's spring sale time for a very limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
There's a group of people who sleep a whole lot better than everybody else. They're the more than 7 million people who night after night enjoy the personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. The bed whose exclusive dual air technology adjusts to every curve of your body to create an irresistible haven of sleep for you and your partner. For 25 years, the Sleep Number bed's been improving lives with one innovation after another and one simple mission: better sleep for both of you. And now, to celebrate our commitment to quality, innovation, and comfort that's unique to you, we've developed a Sleep Number Silver Edition bed set. Available now for a limited time at incredible savings of $1,000. You can't find the Sleep Number bed at an ordinary bed store. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store near you, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Attention shoppers, if you shop at Target, you're paying too much. Too much for that cute little outfit. Too much for that new set of dishes. You need to know the secrets of a savvy shopper.
Hot.
And never pay full price again. Tonight at 11 on King 5, we'll take you inside Target with a shopping specialist. See how things you buy are priced and find out where the bargains are hidden. Never pay full price again. Watch Secrets of a Savvy Shopper. Tonight at 11, King 5 News.
After countless auditions, after weeks of shocking eliminations, The Voice is down to the final eight. Tonight, the semifinals begin live with performances by Grammy winners Blake Shelton and Christina Aguilera. And with your vote deciding the finalists' fate, who will be done and who will be number one.
You gotta bring it.
Then, with only three episodes left of Smash.
We have to not panic.
There's too much at stake.
I'm not gonna sacrifice my family.
Anything can happen.
It all starts at eight, then at 11, Secrets of a Savvy Shopper. King 5 tonight.
Have you ever strolled through the Lowther Gardens in Delhi? Walked the golden beaches of Vishakhapatnam? Explored the limestone caves at Borha? Or toured the Thousand Pillar Temple in Warangal? Well, maybe it's time you did. Emirates offers daily non-stop flights to Dubai and onto 10 destinations in India, all featuring our award-winning service and amenities. Visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.